Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel yet again. Anyway, in this video, I'm going to be remarking about the situation between Armenia and Azerbaijan. That latest bout of fighting, Azerbaijan came out very much on top, and that's why in the ceasefire agreement, the Armenians had to agree to evacuate their troops from Nagorno-Karabakh, that territory which is legally Azerbaijani, but until recently was almost exclusively ethnically Armenian, like 98%. But virtually every Armenian civilian has left there and moved to Armenia proper. Azerbaijan's been able to retake this land, which it lost in 1991 at the dissolution of the Soviet Union. So that is a tremendous success for President Aliyev of Azerbaijan. Bad news for Armenia. Armenia recognized Nagorno-Karabakh as the Republic of Artsakh, as an independent country. It's the only country in the world to recognize Artsakh. But really, it was merely an adjunct of Armenia and used a version of the Armenian flag. But is a permanent settlement to the solution within view? Because President Aliyev believes that it is within reach, and he says he'd like to fully normalize relations with Armenia. But at the same time, he talks about Armenia as West Azerbaijan, wanted to reclaim the whole of it. I've seen maps years ago produced by the Azerbaijani government showing most of Armenia as disputable, as they claim everything up to and including Yerevan. And Yerevan is not very far from the border with Turkey. So that Armenia would largely cease to exist, just be wiped off the map. So that's why they're training all sorts of people, men and women of military age, to try and turn everybody into soldiers, the Armenians, because they think there could be a big push against them, that Russia has largely abandoned them. Moscow is deeply hacked off that Armenia has ratified the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, which, of course, would legally oblige the Armenians to arrest Putin were he to visit there. And he visited last year. And remember that Armenia is a member of the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That's Russia's military alliance of six countries, including Russia. And now Turkey's got very cordial relations with Azerbaijan. Turkey's a NATO member. Turkey was recently holding military drills over 3 days in Azerbaijan. They called the Ataturk drills, named in honor of the founder of the Turkish Republic. So the Armenians, they're outnumbered more than 3-1 by the Azerbaijanis, and they're outnumbered almost 30-1 by the Turks. So they got Azerbaijan to their east, Turkey to their west. Iran had a fairly close relationship with the Armenians, but the Iranians are holding back. They're preparing in case they're attacked by Israel and or the United States. And Russia was the sugar daddy. Trade with Russia was vital. You know, there are over 1 million people of Armenian descent who are in Russia. Some of them are guest workers. Some of them are Russian citizens now. And buying cheap weaponry from Russia was what kept the Armenian military viable. But that could be cut off because Putin is deeply displeased with Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan of Armenia. However, it looks like Russia's not completely throwing the Armenians under the bus, because then it would have really no leverage in the southern Caucasus mountains region. It was about playing Azerbaijan off against Armenia. But when push comes to shove, Azerbaijan matters far more. 3.5 times the population of Armenia, much richer because of oil and gas, a large area, a very amicable relationship with Turkey. Russia doesn't want to queer the pitch with Turkey, the only NATO country which has got no sanctions on Russia whatsoever. So an easy country through which to circumvent sanctions and so forth. So if the Russians were to bolster Armenia's defenses, that would hack off the Turks, who might not play ball with them so much. The Azerbaijanis might introduce some sanctions on Russia, something like that. Now, admittedly, Turkey's economy is fragile with 10% inflation, and they really want commerce with Russia. So would Turkey go that far? Probably not. But, you know, the Russians don't want to risk it. Anyway, there were peace talks in Tehran recently. So the Iranians hosted these, and the foreign ministers of Azerbaijan, Armenia, Turkey and Russia were all there. They're all interested parties. The Georgians were not there. There was the pre-3+ format recently, as in the three Caucasian nations, as in Azerbaijan, Armenia and Georgia. The Georgians weren't invited on this occasion. Of course, Russia and Iran have got a very cordial relationship. These Iranian Shahid drones are crucial to Russia's war effort in Ukraine, much though Russia and Iran have been lying through their teeth, claiming that Iran hasn't sold any since the so-called special military operation kicked off on the 24th of February, 2022. But blatantly, they have. So the Iranians have had to face sanctions, well, on and off for almost 45 years against Western countries, almost since the Islamic Revolution. And so they become adept at finding workarounds and maintaining their civilian passenger planes without these spare parts and things like that. So they can teach the Russians how to do that. But is the end in sight? I mean, ironically, a comprehensive defeat of Armenia might have made it a bit more likely. But the worry that they're being annihilated. And remember, not so long ago, that almost happened in 1915, the Armenian genocide. Not being remotely anti-Turkish, Turkish people aren't bad. No one should be mistreated on the grounds of ethnicity, nationality, or religion. And that includes Turks, and that includes Armenians. But just saying that is the plain fact about the previous regime, the Ottoman Empire, not the modern Turkish Republic. So the Armenians obviously very worried about that, and they want to be armed to the teeth the only way to avoid it. But even though their experience was a little bit similar to that of the Jews, they've got a cordial relationship with Iran, not with Israel. Israel has really cozied up to Azerbaijan. It perceives it as a listening post against Iran. Azerbaijan, a 90% Muslim country, it proves that Israel's not anti-Muslim. That's another thing. And Azerbaijan is a secular country, whereas Iran is a theocracy. But what's going to happen? It'd be great if they could normalize relations and have trade between them. And President Ilham Aliyev of Azerbaijan said he wants road and rail routes through Armenia to connect the major portion of Azerbaijan with its exclave, Nakhchivan, and indeed onto the Turkish Republic. That would be great if they could reopen those Soviet-era road and rail routes, but it doesn't seem to be happening. Now, Russia hasn't completely abandoned Armenia. It still wants to have some control there. There's been a diminution of Russian influence in the erstwhile Soviet republics since it commenced its illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine in 2022. But they haven't cut off the Armenians completely because I think Pashinyan won't be there forever. If they completely abandon Armenia, they may never get it back. Armenia could be wiped out. Then Azerbaijan and Turkey don't actually need to appease Russia so much. So to keep the conflict going would actually suit Russia selling weapons to both sides. So there was going to be more talks in Brussels between Prime Minister Pashinyan and President Aliyev, but the Azeris pulled out. They cancelled, saying there's not enough time at the end of October. Sounds like a snub to me. The Russians and Iranians are very keen to solve this without, as they see it, Occidental meddling. So thank you very much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel on Patreon. And then behind the paywall, you can see thousands more fantastic articles and scintillating videos going back several years. And make sure you donate with the greatest possible generosity on PayPal to georgecallahan79@gmail.com. That's all lowercase letters, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. No donation is too enormous. So dig deep, borrow some, get a credit card, max out the credit card, and give me all that money and worry about the consequences later. That's my financial advice to you. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and toodaloo.